بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, the secret of happiness is to live in the present and to be conscious of what we are personally experiencing at that time. Let me give you an example. I was speaking to a friend of mine in Hyderabad, and I asked him, I said, how are things? He said, it is extremely hot. I said, where are you? He said, I am locked down at home. Now, I've been to his house many times. I know what it's like. So I said, what happened to the air conditioners in your house? He said, oh, they're fine. They're working. I said, ha. And you're still very hot? He said, no, I don't mean me. I mean outside it is very hot. So I said, what did I ask you? I said, how are you? Did I ask you how is the outside? Now, my point is, I'm not playing a game of semantics and I'm not trying to be hard. I'm just drawing... I was drawing his attention, I'm drawing your attention to the fact that what Shaitan does with us is he gets us to look at things which don't even affect us, but they help to build up resentment about our lives in us. And when we are resenting something in our lives, who are we actually resenting? We are resenting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because our conditions in our lives are the result of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, the whole point of Rida bil Qada is not only to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to be pleased with it. And we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now, Rida bil Qada, in terms of being pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the emphasis on it, applies to things which are negative, painful, you know, things of loss and so on. Here we are saying that even though the outside conditions are hot, even though it's a hot summer, outside temperatures are probably in their high 30s Celsius, where you are sitting is in a temperature controlled environment where you have set the temperature to whatever you liked and it is nice and cool. So the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you is that you are going to be nice and cool even though the external environment is not nice and cool, it is hot. Now, what should you really be doing? You should be making sujood of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you should be saying, Alhamdulillah, 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 Ya Rab. You have protected me from the adversity of my environment, even though I am in the same environment. The environment is hot, but I am not hot because of your decree, and you caused my surroundings to be nice and cool. Yet, where does Shaitan take our focus? That it is hot. So instead of making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are complaining about something which does not even affect you, something which is outside. And you are saying that you are hot. How are you? It is very hot. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have decreed that there is no power. And we know that your air conditioners will not work if there is no power. Your generator can't take it. It can't take the AC load. Then you would know the meaning of hot. Even then you would not know the meaning of hot as somebody who is working on a construction site or something like that in a non-lockdown situation. You would have had people working on construction sites, migrant labor, in this same heat. I mean, if that Allah has still not given you. Similarly now, you know, where I am here in the United States, it tends to get very cold. Where I am tends to get much colder than most of the states. And you have the same conversations with people. You tell them, you know, how are things? Oh my God, it's so cold. It's so cold. You are sitting in your home. You are very comfortable. Perfect climate. Climate control as you want it. And you say it's very cold. The same thing we do in our lives with regard to on a broader framework. For example, people are sitting feeling extremely anxious. About what? No, you know, I don't know what will happen to the share market. You're sure? You don't know. But can you do anything about it? Can you do anything about it? Even if you're a Bloomberg, you still won't be able, would not be able to do anything about the share market as such. So what is the sense of sitting and feeling anxious about that? Rather than saying, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me enough, that even if that whole share market collapses and goes to zero, I will not be with a begging bowl in my hand on the street. I will still have enough to live decently and honorably and comfortably. But because we take ourselves out of our present condition and we, shaitan takes us into a future which has not happened. Obviously, by definition, future is what has not happened yet. Or shaitan takes us into a past which is gone. So we are constantly living in a past which is over, or we are living in a future which hasn't come. And we are feeling, we have negative feelings in the present. My brother and sisters, I remind you and myself that yesterday I spoke about this. لَا تَحَزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. I spoke about this yesterday, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, as the quality of the people of Jannah and of course the quality of the believers. And I want to reinforce that and say, let us learn to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah for what He has given us. Just this morning I got a message from one of my friends and one of our listeners to the Fajr Reminder podcast. In one of the podcasts, I had mentioned the hadith of the quote, not the hadith, the advice of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, where he said that when a believer is struck by a calamity, he should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for three things. Now, see the words of what I'm saying. He's not saying when a believer gets a blessing, he should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying when a believer gets a calamity, when loss happens to him, when there is a tragedy, he should be thankful for three things. The first thing that he should be thankful for is that it could have been worse, but it wasn't. You broke your leg, you didn't break your neck. If you had broken your neck, you would have been a paraplegic for the rest of your life in a wheelchair. You broke your leg, you'll hop around for a few days and then you'll be fine. So it could have been worse. Number two, he should be thankful that it is a test for him in his dunya and not in his deen. It's a test in his dunya. He got sick in the body, not sick in the soul, not sick in the heart, not sick in the spirit. He did not get any shukuk and shubuhat, any doubts and problems in his deen, which could have taken him out of Islam. He could have committed kufr. He could have committed shirk. So that didn't happen. The sickness is a sickness of the body, or whatever happened to him is something in his dunya. He lost some money, you know, whatever it was, right? But he did not lose anything in his deen. So he should be thankful. Third thing he said is he should be thankful that his loss is in this worldly life and not in the akhirah. Because the loss in the worldly life, no matter what it is, will end one day. It will end before he dies. And with his death, of course, everything ends. But what happens in the akhirah has no ending. So if a person has loss in the akhirah, for example, the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he talked about, he said, he asked the sahaba, he said, who are the destitute of this ummah? And they said, they are the people who have no dirham or dinar, no money, no property. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, they are the people who will come to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala with deeds, good deeds, the size of a mountain. But they would have dishonored people, they would have hurt people, they would have taken away their rights, they would have killed somebody, they would have beaten somebody, they would have slandered, they would have done riba, namima, all of this, and their good deeds will be given to those people who they wronged in proportion to the wrong. Until that mountain size of good deeds is over, but the line of people demanding restitution is not over. So then the evil deeds of those people will be given to this person, and this person will go into the hellfire. Even though he landed there, he came there first with good deeds, the size of a mountain. But his huququl ibad, the rights of the people that he violated, overcame that. Now the point is, that if you have, so which is the worst calamity? I mean, losing something in the worldly life or landing in the akhirah, finding that you are a loser. So, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah, he said these three things with relation to somebody who suffers a loss. And he said that if somebody suffers a loss, they must actually thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they must thank Allah on these three bases. So I remind myself and you, let us learn to be thankful. Let us learn to be thankful. I'm doing a webinar tomorrow, which is Sunday, at 10 a.m. EST, which I think is 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Hopefully this reminder will get you before that. But anyway, you are getting the notices of those things also. So, we'll talk more about that then. But my point is that it's very important for us to live. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be clear. What do I have here in my life? Be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Because Allah said, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. The one who's thankful to me, I will increase his blessing. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ أَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. And the one who is not grateful, who shows ingratitude, then let him beware of my punishment, which is severe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings, for increase in blessings, for protection from things which are all adverse situations. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased and never to be displeased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.